world is currently at war. In case anyone hadn't tuned in lately, the world is at war. Our country is at war. War. Not the opposite of peace, the absence of peace. Okay, as Dr. Hawkins makes so clear, it's a very important distinction. It's not the opposite of peace. The conditions for peace exist in the middle of it, in the middle of that picture. The conditions for peace are all that is. And the largest obstacle I see is still and all coming to that place where I commit to that place where it can only happen in the corporations if the corporations support integrity and spiritual principles. It can only happen in government if government has the institutions to support integrity and principles, okay? Let's say the water flows where the canal is built. That's how power and that's how energy works. It flows. The point is, it's working exactly the way it's supposed to work right now, based on our current level of consciousness. So having people inspired and move to, number one, bring it into my own life, that it is senseless for me to talk about world peace and then go home and kick the dog and beat the wife. Senseless. Doesn't make any sense at all. So the first thing is getting, like I said, bone-crushing honest about my own quote-unquote relationships. Because if you understand one, there really is no relationship, okay? There's nothing to be have a relationship with except myself, big S, okay? That's the only thing that's worthy of respect. And it belongs to all of us. And all of a sudden, my primary relationships start working just because I brought the power of devotion to that exercise. In spite of what I think and what I believe and what I'd like to happen and what I'd like to project out there and what I'd like to have a goal about and what I'd like to read a book about and what I'd like to go to a seminar about, is just a matter of, wait a minute, I'm going to be devoted to loving whoever's in front of me. In the case of my primary relationship, that means being more aware and being more grateful for this seriously, seriously impressive being who I share my life with. I mean, it's impressive. That's how I know God loves me for sure. And to be more cognizant and more spiritually cognizant of the gift that I have there. And that maybe a whole lot of stuff that I don't see as God in her are projections from my own stuff. Stuff that I refuse to look at in myself. So in terms of the primary relationships, which all the books and tapes and magazine racks are full of, okay, I would say, first off, get this, okay? Understand this. Those will never solve your problems. If you want to give up the real bottom line non-essentials, give that stuff up. Give that up immediately. Go on a strict diet. Because look at the covers. It's all about the body. It's all about beauty and splendor and glitz and glamour. And it's all a wolf in sheep's clothing, as the doc says. That's the best thing that I've got from the doc, is I can discern the wolf in sheep's clothing now. And now, having discerned it, I can choose not to hang out with it, because we're being inundated with it all the time. So can I give up the non-essential, craving, wanting, long blonde, absolute ridiculous ideals and ideas that macro marketing is shoving down my throat? That's non-essential for sure. Can I give that up? Hell no. You know, I have to want enlightenment more than I want that. I have to want to know God more than I want that.
Nico opens this segment discussing war and peace. As he progresses through his discussion, he takes us to our personal wars, our primary relationships, and ultimately with the relationships with ourselves. Clearly, our inner world is reflected by the world at large. So you might be asking yourself, how might my perceptions of war and peace change if I believe that war is not the opposite of peace, but the absence of it. Maintaining that peace is always present, even in the darkest of times, again reminds us that seeing it, experiencing it, and living it is always our choice. There are times in all of our lives where peace does not appear to exist. We find ourselves lost in pain or sorrow, silencing our mind in those moments of great inner war, and surrendering our choice to remain in the darkness empowers us to experience the light that is always present. In his discussion on primary relationships, Nico states that simply bringing the power of devotion to these relationships is all we need do, and they will start working. As Dr. Hawkins expands on the concept of war and peace, you might ask yourself what wars you are currently creating in your life. Do you believe that you could choose peace? How might things change if you did? Are you suffering from an inner war within yourself? Remember that peace is always there, ready to be fully embraced.